This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight. Our guest today is Allison Miller. This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight. I'm very pleased to be speaking today with Allison Miller. How are you doing, Allison?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing just great, too. We're speaking by phone, Allison and I, although we're going to be using some modern technology to make it sound like we're not talking by phone and make it sound all nice and smooth. AllisonMiller.com is the name of her website. That's Allison with two L's. And she has a couple of different recording projects, fresh, either freshly released or about to be released. One of them is Science Fair, and the other is called Glitter Wolf. And the Glitter Wolf is from Boom Tick Boom, whom some of our listeners will be familiar with for sure. Based out of New York City, drummer, composer, and band leader, and recording artist. Five albums at the point that I did the research, so I'm not sure if that includes the most recent two or not, but that's just under her own name, and then tons of collaborations, including Toshi Regan, Ani DeFranco, Natalie Merchant, and a couple of artists who've been on Musician Spotlight, Brandi Carlile and Aaron McKeown. also found a Tiny Desk concert there in the research I did. So great stuff. And great to be talking with you. Allison, one of the things I wanted to just start with, to go a little bit different route than I normally go, in looking at your bio information and some of the feedback that some of the other musicians had given you, I came across a quote from Ani DeFranco that said, "Allison is an honest player." And I wanted to ask you, what for you is honesty in music and in musicians?
Great question.
Not to just dive right in instead of going like, right, "Hey, where are you from? And what's
the
latest album?"
I'm really glad I'm on my second cup of strong coffee. honesty. Well, I feel like that was one of, you know, that quote was really one of the highest compliments anybody could give me. And then coming from a master like Ani DiFranco just makes it even more special. Honesty to me is just being completely open and willing to serve the music without ego. And I think that that is actually more difficult for musicians than people might think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, to really, really hone in on the lyric, the lyrical content, the message, the musical content, and to really serve the song how it should be served. And I'm not going to say that I'm a master at that. I'm not going to say that it hasn't been definitely a difficult journey for me, but I will say that I've been really fortunate to work with some of the most groundbreaking and talented singers and songwriters that I think, you know, of our generation for sure. And, mm-hmm. you know, they over the years really schooled me about how to play behind a lyric and how to serve a song. And I'm so appreciative to folks like all those folks you just mentioned, Ani and Natalie. Natalie was really the first to really kind of slap the overplaying out of me. the egotistical jazz, the egotistical drumming chopsy playing out of me. Although I do love to do that too. But but Natalie and Ani and Brandy and Aaron were really four women who changed the way I hear music and the way I play music. As I get older, or as one of my drum teachers says, gets younger, as I'm getting younger, I'm embracing simplicity more and more all around, you know. And I really think there's a strong message in simplicity and being clear and direct and having intention with what you're doing behind your instrument or whatever your voice is, you know. And I've learned, you know, I've kind of learned that from observing all these people we're talking about. You know, I think what we're all really trying to do at the end of the day is convey an emotion and a feeling and kind of and project an energy forward. Ani DiFranco starts a song and all of a sudden, somehow she has become this like unearthly being that has this incredible aura, and she can transmit energy off the stage in such a powerful way. And it has nothing to do with technique or, you know, studying of her instrument or anything like that. It just has to do with the intention behind what she's doing. I just try to go into each situation, no matter what genre it is, and have intention and clarity and real focus about what I'm doing. And not, you know, just no matter what it is, you know, like really go into a situation and say, okay, here I am. I'm not going to be anywhere else right now in my head. And I'm just going to really listen, use my ears and serve this music. And I'm not saying I always am able to do that, but when I do, it's sublime and wonderful for me and hopefully for other people too.
Thank you.
Allison, I wanted to talk about composition because that's obviously a big part of who you are as a musician, composer, and band leader. The only guest I've had on the program I could think of that was kind of close to what you do is a guy named Matt Slocum. I'm not sure if you're familiar with him, but he's also a drummer and composer, and I believe he may also be based out of New York City.
Yeah, and, I know Matt. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's the closest thing I can think of, and so I think it's not a very common role for a musician to be is the band leader and the masthead, the person whose name is on the masthead, so to speak, who's doing the main writing for the project. Talk a little bit about if there is a typical way you go about composition and just how an idea becomes a tune.
Yeah, well, you know, I am a drummer, so a friend of mine said drummers write the most interesting songs because they don't know what they're doing.
You know, that occurred to me. Yeah. Not knowing what you're doing, but the idea of, go ahead. I want you to go ahead and finish.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm a studied musician. I went to university, but you know, I did learn, I know how to play the piano somewhat, but I don't practice harmony on a daily basis. So I wouldn't say that I really, like, you couldn't throw a piece of music in front of me and I wouldn't be able to rip it on the piano, you know? Uh-huh. And it's always a little bit of like pulling the cobwebs away from my brain every time I sit at the piano to think, oh, right, what is this? Right, B flat 7 sharp, you know, like it takes me a second, you know? And I don't have a really strong sense of harmonic movement. I know what my ears love, but you know, I'm not a super studied, educated musician as far as harmony goes. So sometimes that works against me. Sometimes it works for me as a composer. And over the years, I've really tried to let go of any kind of constraints or like what boundaries of what I feel like I'm supposed to be writing. And I just try to write what I'm hearing and follow my creative muse. I feel like it's one of the only times in my life right now where I really feel like I lose my mind and I just go completely in. I forget about, you know, the Kavanaugh hearings. I forget, you know, I forget whatever, you know, I forget about the whatever's going on politically in our country, which I don't even want to really talk about at this point. You know, and all of the other worries in my life, I forget about those things and I just feel completely in that moment. For me, a perfect afternoon would be where both of my kids are out of the house and I have 2 hours free and I can just sit at the piano and write. That'd be like with a really strong cup of coffee. That's like perfect afternoon.
Bliss.
Bliss, yeah.
This is John Floridis. You're listening to Musicians Spotlight, and we are speaking today with Allison Miller. Great to be talking to you again, Allison.
Yeah.
And one of the things I wanted to ask you is, I know that you're based out of New York City, but I don't think I caught where you're from originally.
Oh.
Or is that a secret? I know you worked for the State Department as a jazz ambassador, so maybe you've got some kind of state clearance for
You know all my dirty secrets.
Except for where you're from.
Well, I will say this. I am of Southern roots. I was born in Texas, but I left Texas when I was six, and we eventually landed in Maryland, just outside of D.C.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Aha.
There's the jazz ambassador. In fact, I know this is coming out later, but I, of course, like every other American, I was watching the Kavanaugh hearing, and I know that world. You know that I grew up there. I grew up exactly, not in Bethesda, Maryland, but I grew up. You know, I dated a boy that went to one of those elite private schools, you know, like Dr. Ford and Kavanaugh, they're older, but I was brought back to where I grew up by watching those hearings and just thinking, I know those people. It was really interesting to be listening to those and thinking, wow, okay, like if I was just a little bit older, I would have probably been at the same parties with these people, you know? So anyway, I'm getting off topic here.
No, that's okay. Maybe to kind of related to that, how did that area form you as a musician?
I first lived in Silver Spring, which is just over the border of Washington, D.C. So that area was very diverse, a very diverse area. So that's where I went to elementary school. And I think that had a huge part of my development as a kid, was to be in a public school system that really represented every shade of a person, you know,
it was of America.
That's what I mean. Like every shade of America. That really had a huge influence on me. And then we moved to this little town called Olney, Maryland, which was only about 15 minutes away, but it was a little farther north and closer, like a little bit more rural. So we lived on a little 8-acre farm. So I would say the diversity of that area had a huge influence on me. And that county had a really strong music program in the public schools. Once I discovered drumming, and then really once I discovered jazz, I was kind of scooped up by a lot of older musicians, and I was mentored through my junior years and high school years. And I also should say this, is that my father, as his side business, he had a recording studio in my basement. And a lot of the jazz musicians in D.C. would come out to our farm to make records. When I was a kid, I would sit on the staircase and listen to all of these, all the jazz cats, you know, make records. It was incredible.
Thank you. This is John Floridis. You're listening to Musicians Spotlight. I'm speaking today with Allison Miller. Allison, you've mentioned during the interview that you are a mom, and I'm sure that takes up a good bit of what you do when you're not playing music, but when you're not being a band leader and composer and acclaimed musician, and you're not being a mom, what else are you doing? Or is that it? Is that pretty much, that's probably taking up quite a bit of your time.
I think it takes up quite a bit of my time, but yeah, what else do I do? I love nature, so I live a block, basically one long block away from Prospect Park, which is the main park in Brooklyn. So I would say I'm in that park a lot, and I'm an avid exerciser. I really love exercising, so that's kind of part of my daily routine. I love to read. I also love to cook. Although, you know, in my mind, I always thought that once I had kids, I would cook more. For some reason, I cook less, or at least, you know, it's not even that I cook less. I don't care as much about what I'm cooking. It's almost just like you just get it on the plate, you know, and like, I can't believe I'm eating what I'm eating right now, but at least we're all eating something, you know. Uh-huh.
Nice. AllisonMiller.com. I'm going to remind listeners one more time. That's two L's in Allison. AllisonMiller.com is the name of the website where you can find out more about all the projects that Allison is involved with, all the different recording projects and tours and all kinds of collaborations and so forth. I feel like maybe I should address you as Madam Jazz Ambassador, perhaps. I'm not sure.
Ooh.
Yes, I don't know if we've had a jazz ambassador for the State Department on our program before. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's what Natalie Merchant always called me.
Oh, she did?
Yes.
Well, I'm in good company then.
Yes.
Tremendous. Allison, thank you so much for making time to talk shop with us on Musician Spotlight. It's a pleasure, and I hope we get a chance to talk again down the road.
Yes, thank you.
This is John Floridis. You've been listening to Musicians Spotlight. Our guest today has been Allison Miller. If you'd like to contact us, you can do so through the Montana Public Radio website, mtpr.org, as well as through our own website, musicianspotlight.org. You can also find us on Twitter and on Facebook. Our program is available as a podcast from those websites as well as through iTunes. Special thanks to Lake Bottom Sound for this interview. Musicians Spotlight is a production of Montana Public Radio.